News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
There's a significant problem in the Office of Qualifications and Examinations Regulations in the UK because students are using tech to cheat.
Yes, we have been talking an awful lot over the last wee while about the impact of AI on coursework, on homework. We know kids are using the smart speaker to help solve equations. But the office that you mentioned there in the UK, which sort of focuses on the GCSEs and the A-levels, so the UK's version of the Junior and Leaving Cert, the head of that organisation has expressed concern about secret cheating devices. Things like smart glasses and in-ear earpieces. Now, I saw this and I just thought, calm down now. But then I went looking and I lost 3 hours of my day yesterday on the internet. Not even on the dark web, on good old Amazon. And there are spy earpiece, hidden wireless headphones, hearing cheating earbuds, and they're being advertised as cheats. The earpiece itself is kind of...
Oh, that's tiny.
It's tiny. It's kind of like the cotton part of a Q-tip. It's that kind of size. It pairs to a device. You can also get a set that has a microphone as well. So if you wanted somebody to be able to, whether it's read your essay to you or something like that, the signal on these, apparently, according to the reviews, are quite good. And they're for less than 50 euro. So kids are no longer doing the thing of... When I was in school, and I'm not throwing anyone from my school under the bus, but we all wore the long kilts, you know, the long schoolgirl kilts. And what girls would do is write answers on their thigh.
That's genius.
It's absolutely, like, those skirts had to pay for something. And that's genius. You, they finally found a use for
them. I mean, obviously it's reprehensible, Marl, and you shouldn't do it. Was genius.
Very clever. But it just shows you how far we've gone. The other thing that he mentioned, aside from the earpieces, was the smart glasses, because we know that the Meta Ray-Bans are a thing now. So they have the camera built in. The functionality is quite limited, but there's an awful lot of talk. We actually spoke about it a few weeks ago about other brands bringing out these smart glasses. And if and when it comes to it, when they can have AI built into them, whereby it could read a question and then dictate the answer to you, because these headphones have, or these glasses have headphones built into them. So you could be wearing smart glasses, looking at a question, and it could say, "That's a great question. Here's what I would say. Emily Dickinson, blah, 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 blah." And it could dictate an entire answer to you if you so
wished.
Now,
are the glasses subtle enough that you wouldn't clock the fact that there's a camera in them?
I would say... In Ireland right now, yes, they are subtle enough. I do think they're going to become more widespread. But as I found on my little sort of spy tour last night on the internet, I wouldn't put it past a brand to not have the obvious cameras on the front and to have something very subtle whereby you wouldn't necessarily look for it. Because on the Meta Ray-Bans, there are two obvious cameras on either side of the frames. But if there was a small, subtle camera somewhere else on the glasses, perhaps on the arm of the glasses, so you put your head in your hands and it scans the page and it can talk to you. I do, while I scoffed at this man initially, I do echo his concerns. There were 2,225 cases of mobile phone and smart device cheating in the exams in the UK. And it's grown every single year since 2018. So who knows what the future holds?
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.